Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, March 5th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's S-T-E-V-E dot R-O-U-S-H at ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Paper Excellence's subsidiary, Domtar, has completed the acquisition of Resolute Forest Products. Also making headlines this past week, Domtar, as a result of the acquisition, has announced the sale of its Dryden Mill to First Quality Enterprises, Incorporated. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, March 3rd at 5382, up 143 points, or 2.7% from the February 24th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 7-2 margin. And over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1.8%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Rayonier Advanced Materials, gaining 30.3%, followed by UPM, gaining 8.1%. The biggest decliner was Quad Graphics, closing down 6%. Over the past year, Clearwater Paper has been the top performer, up 33%, and the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down 70%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 1.8%, while the PM40 is up 2.7%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionpreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Santiago, Chile. Chile's Arauco warns a $50 million hit from wildfires. Chilean pulp and wood panel maker Arauco the forestry arm of industrial group Empresas Copec, this past Wednesday estimated they could take a $50 million hit due to fires raging in the country south. Some 47,000 hectares of plantations, mainly pine forests it uses to manufacture its wood products, could potentially be affected, the firm said in a letter to the local regulator. The country is battling some of the worst wildfires in years, and that have claimed more than 20 lives and burned through 440,000 hectares. The firm said it calculated the $50 million figure, taking into account information available, the wood that should be able to be recovered on past experiences, and applicable insurance coverage. Dayline Japan! Ringo acquires Nitto Danboru in Japan. Ringo, not to be confused with Ringo Starr, announced that it has acquired 70% of the shares issued by Nitto Danboru, making Nitto Danboru a Ringo subsidiary. Nitto Danboru is a corrugated packaging manufacturer established back in 1966. That was a great era, folks, even though I wasn't alive then. Based in Okagawashi, Saitama Prefecture, Japan, it has built a strong customer base focused on that area. Now, in the future, Ringo will strengthen collaboration among Ringo Group companies, including Nitto Danboru, in the Saitama Prefecture and neighboring areas, to further expand its corrugated packaging business. Good job, Ringo. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Spain. Smurfit Kappa invests 27 million euros in new sustainability initiative at Spanish paper mill. Smurfit Kappa is investing 27 million euros in a state-of-the-art new waste management and recovery facility and its Nervión paper mill in Arutreta, Spain. The investment will see the mill adopt a fully circular production process involving the biggest landfill reduction project Smurfit Kappa has undertaken to date to support the delivery of its 2025 sustainability commitments. Now, the lime kiln and gas treatment system will have a production capacity of 120,000 metric tons of lime per day and will provide significant environmental benefits. The new circular system will allow the calcium carbonate waste that is currently generated in the mill's manufacturing process to be transformed into lime and subsequently reintroduced into the production process as a raw material. That's a win-win, folks. This will have a positive impact on the mill's carbon footprint by diverting 75,000 metric tons of waste from the landfill and eliminating approximately 450,000 kilograms per year in road transport. This is great. The initiative has been developed in a collaborative process between Smurfit Kappa, Nervión, and several technology firms. The investment will see the expansion and optimization of the plant, as well as a construction of a state-of-the-art lime kiln and gas treatment system. Good job, folks. Great job. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Richmond, British Columbia. Paper Excellence subsidiary Domtar completes acquisition of Resolute Forest Products. The Paper Excellence Group, through its wholly owned subsidiary, Domtar Corporation, on April 1st announced the successful closing of its previously announced acquisition of Resolute Forest Products Incorporated. The company said, quote, "Today's acquisition creates a stronger and more resilient, diversified forest products company, manufacturing a range of pulp products and specialty printing, writing, and packaging papers, as well as lumber and tissue." The acquisition of Domtar in 2021 and Resolute this past week significantly increases the group's scale, overall product offering, and geographic reach. Now, here comes a quote, quote, "We are thrilled to welcome Resolute into the Paper Excellence Group. Resolute's business is complementary to our own. It introduces new products to our offering and allows us to welcome an impressive workforce, strengthening our existing team. We are well positioned with the addition of competitive lumber capacity at a time of a significant shortage in housing stock throughout North America," stated Patrick Lulu, Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer of the Paper Excellence Group. Lulu continues, quote, "Resolute has shown that it shares our values and high standards related to the environment, our communities, and people." Now, under the terms of the agreement, Resolute stockholders are receiving $20.50 for each share of Resolute common stock. They also receive one contingent value right per share on a fully diluted basis, entitling the holder to a share of potential future softwood lumber duty deposit refunds on about $500 million of deposits paid by Resolute. Resolute common stock will cease to be listed on the New York Stock Exchange and the Toronto Stock Exchange. Dayline Fort Mill, South Carolina. Domtar announces the sale of its Dryden Mill. Domtar Corporation, a part of the Paper Excellence Group that we just talked about, and First Quality Enterprises Incorporated announced that they have entered into an agreement to sell Domtar's Dryden Pulp Mill to First Quality. The Dryden transaction, expected to close early in the third quarter, is subject to customary closing conditions, including receipt of the required regulatory approval and the closing of the Resolute Forest Products Incorporated transaction, which did happen, of course. First Quality has made clear to Domtar its commitment to the Dryden Mill, its employees, and the surrounding community, and that First Quality fully intends to continue business operations consistent with past practices. Now, the sale of the Dryden Mill is a requirement under the consent agreement between Domtar and the Canadian Competition Bureau in connection with its review of Domtar's planned acquisition of Resolute. The sale is subject to regulatory conditions, including approval by the Commission of Competition and clearance under the Hart-Scott-Rodino Act. Dateline Canada, Canfor PG pulp layoffs won't take effect until at least the end of April. The union, representing more than 200 workers facing unemployment after Canfor announced its plan to permanently shut down the pulp line at the Prince George Pulp Mill, still doesn't know how many positions will be lost. Chuck LeBlanc, president of Local 9 of the Public and Private Workers of Canada and a millwright at PG Pulp, says some workers at the mill have already left the mill to take other jobs. LeBlanc says, quote, "We're still in a holding pattern waiting for the company to come back and give us some firmed up numbers, and we've got a meeting with them this past Tuesday, and I'm hoping that we'll have a much better understanding where they're going to go." He continues, quote, "We're already starting to see guys bail. They're not waiting around. They're finding jobs fairly quickly, and I think it's going to be a mess here for a bit. I'm starting to hear that guys are accepting positions that require them to leave Prince George," end of quote. LeBlanc said several other pulp companies have hosted job fairs to recruit some of the affected Canfor employees. Some have indicated when they will accept job offers from the Tidewater Midstream Refinery adjacent to Prince George Pulp, which is undergoing an expansion to build a new renewable diesel plant. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada. No path to restarting Taylor Mill, Canfor says. Canfor Corporation says it does not see a path forward to restarting its pulp mill operations in Taylor and has begun exploring alternative uses for the site. The company made the update in announcing its fourth quarter results this past Tuesday afternoon. Quote, "As a result of a reduction in the long-term supply of fiber in the Peace region, the company does not see a path forward to restarting the Taylor Mill at this time, and it's considering alternative uses for the site," the company stated. The mill, which produced bleached chemi-thermo-mechanical pulp, had been through a wave of curtailments since December of 2021, First, in response to shipping interruptions brought on by severe flooding in the lower mainland. Now, the mill was curtailed again for what was supposed to be a quote-unquote minimum 6 weeks in February of 2022. That was followed by another 6 weeks extension announced at the end of last March, which was extended indefinitely again in May. Canfor reported an adjusted operating loss of $59 million for its pulp operations in 2022 and an adjusted net loss of $43 million or 66 cents per share. The company says pulp production in the fourth quarter was faced with fiber shortages and challenging winter weather conditions. In early January, the company also announced plans to permanently shut down the pulp line at Prince George Pulp and Paper by March, which we had already mentioned. In British Columbia, more than 800 mill jobs have been lost in less than a two-month span due to sawmill and pulp closures in Chetwynd, Prince George, Houston, and Port Alberni. Dateline New York, New York. Mercer International Incorporated signs major mass timber construction project. Mercer International Incorporated announced that it has signed its first major mass timber project contract with a large consumer products retailer. The project, which is comprised of cross-laminated timber panels, glue-laminated beams, and connector elements, is expected to utilize 4 months of capacity at Mercer's Spokane facility on a one-shift basis over the course of 2023. Juan Carlos Bueno, Mercer's president and CEO, said this, quote, "We are delighted to conclude our first major mass timber contract. Our customer has selected mass timber for its appearance, structural integrity, fire resistance, construction efficiency, and carbon footprint that only mass timber construction can provide. We expect that this is the first of more major projects that to come as Mercer's innovative product line and services become more recognized in the growing mass timber construction space," end of quote, said Juan Carlos Bueno. Mercer International Incorporated is a global forest products company with operations in Germany, the USA, and Canada, with an annual production capacity of 2.3 million metric tons of pulp, 960 million board feet of lumber, 140,000 cubic meters of cross-laminated timber, 17 million pallets, 150,000 metric tons of wood pellets, and a partridge in a pear tree. I made that last part up. Dateline Skowhegan, Maine. One person injured after falling through the roof onto a machine at Sappy's Skowhegan Mill. A person suffered multiple non-life-threatening injuries earlier this month when falling through, when falling through a roof covering a machine inside the Sappy Fine Paper Mill in Skowhegan, the official said. The injury followed an incident earlier in the month in which a Skowhegan man working for a contractor died suddenly at the mill in Skowhegan. Chief Ronnie Rodriguez of the Skowhegan Fire Department said emergency workers were called to the Somerset Mill that Sappy owns to assist with a technical rescue. Rodriguez says rescuers were directed to a building that had a piece of equipment with a structure surrounding it to maintain heat and corrugated metal on top. A person was on top of the roof structure and had fallen about 10 feet through the covering. Rodriguez says he believed that the injured person was a subcontractor. The person was taken to the hospital in Skowhegan. Rodriguez also said he did not have further details on the victim's condition or why the person was on top of the structure in the first place. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.